Hi, I'm Jason Lee from the band Tristan, and you're listening to Urban Movement Radio.
King David, the vessel of Yielding Music Group, inviting you to stay tuned for season 6 of Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show, created and hosted by Apostle John E. Ross. Keep it locked right there.
Trying to do what's right, but end up doing.
Lord, please.
How many know that things are working out for you? Things are working out for you. I know it seems so.
Holy and blessed greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. I am your gospel radio apostle, Apostle John E. Ross, creator and host of this podcast, lead apostle and founder of the Omega International Prophetic Ministries, and thank you for tuning in for season 6 of the Let's Talk to the Lord gospel radio talk show. Kingdom, our guest for this episode in season 6 of Let's Talk to the Lord is Pastor Christy Davis Nelson. Kingdom, Pastor Davis Nelson simply prefers to be called a servant of the Most High God. Pastor Davis is an anointed psalmist, prophetess, preacher, and teacher that loves God with all her heart, mind, soul, strength, and body. Her greatest desire is to be well-pleasing in the eyes of God. Pastor Christy Davis Nelson, welcome to Let's Talk to the Lord.
God bless you, and thank you for having us today.
Amen. Before we begin our discussion, please share with the kingdom your repentance experience when you surrendered your life to our Lord and King, Christ Jesus.
Amen. It was at the age of approximately 9 years old when I had a hospital experience. And after that hospital experience and knowing that the saints of God were praying for me, that the doctor did not know what was wrong with me, but the doctor sat on the side of my bed and said he thought it was my heart, he thought it was my kidneys, and then he said, all I know is that God gave you a miracle. It was soon after that that the Holy Spirit began to draw me, and my cousin set up a tent across from the place where we were living. And at the tent revival, I was sitting at the back in my cutoff shorts and my T-shirt with some flip-flops on my feet. And as he began to say, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, it's like something drew me, the Holy Spirit I know now, drew me from the back of that tent up to the front of that altar. And back then, you know, the elderly people, they would tarry with you on the altar, yeah. And they'd be saying, say, save me, Lord. Say, save me, Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, yes, Lord. And so before I knew it, my hands were up in the air at 9 years old, and I was crying out. I don't know why I was crying, but I was crying, mm-hmm. And I was saying, thank you, Jesus. And so tears just began to flow. And from that experience, I was baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit at 9 years old. That is when I first came to the Lord.
Amen. Pastor Davis Nelson, please announce our topic, begin our discussion, and let's go to the Word of God.
Amen. Our topic is the importance of remaining faithful. That's our topic, and we have several scriptures, so I want you to travel with me. The word faithful means to be loyal, to be steadfast, in spite of conditions. And so that's what we want to put emphasis on today, that yeah. Those of us that are naming the name of Christ, and we are saying that we love God. Just 9 years old, I can't say that I've stayed slave because I have backslidden. But I can say this, that the Spirit of the Lord never left me. And yeah. When I gave my life back to God at the age of 17, when I was pregnant with my first child, I said to myself, I cannot live this way and bring a child into this world. And so at that age, it was important to me to remain faithful to God because I knew that God had been faithful to me. He had kept me. He had kept my life in danger, seen and unseen. So it was important to me to remain faithful to God through the trials, through the persecution, through the tribulation. And so our first scripture will come from John 8, verses 31 and 32. And it simply says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And verse 32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Since I rededicated my life back to God at the age of 17. I made up in my mind that I was going with God all the way. It would be no turning back for me. Now, in faithfulness, you're steadfast. You may have hit some bumps in the road. You may have made some mistakes. Come on. You may have fallen, but you got back up. But your heart was steadfast before God. You had determined in your mind that I'm going to stay. I'm going to trust. I'm going to believe. And if any failure is not in God, it's in me. And so that's a part of remaining faithful. The importance of doing that is found in 1 Peter 5, 8, verses 8 through 10. And it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. What did it say? Resist that devil, being steadfast in the faith. Come on. And knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In other words, you're not the only one going through something. So remain faithful. You're not the only one that's having some trials and some tribulation. So remain faithful. It's been accomplished in the brethren all over. But look at verse 10. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while. Many don't make it to that part. You know why? Because they give up. At the point of going through something that's difficult, bringing them out of their comfort zone, they give up. So they never get to the point to where they have to suffer for the name of Christ because they always give up. But the Bible says that after you have suffered a while, the God of all grace, he will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. I don't know if y'all remember the song that says, yield not to temptation, for yielding to sin, each victory will help you others to win. If you ever get in a place in your life where you make up in your mind, I am going to be faithful to the vow that I made to God. Do you ever get to that point and you ever get to that place where you go through whatever trial comes your way, instead of backsliding, throwing in the towel and giving up, you begin to get on your knees and say, God, I may not understand why I'm going this way or why this is happening, but I trust you. I trust you through the process. I trust you to bring me out. I trust that you know what's best for me, and not believe the lie that Satan told Adam and Eve in the garden when he told them God just did not want you to be like God. But believe that God has your best interest at heart in every area of your life, regardless of what it is that you have to suffer. After you have gone through, he will establish you. He will settle you. He will make you perfect. Glory to God. He will do that. Then 2 Peter 3 and 10. Well, now, let's back up to 1 Peter 4 and 1. For as much as then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. That's the importance of remaining faithful to God. We are living to the will of God because this is not our home. We are strangers. We are just passing through. And so we can make it through these little light afflictions, Paul say. They're only but light afflictions. And then that brings us to Romans 8 and 18, they don't even compare to the glory that shall be revealed in our life. Come on. We're living for a bigger picture that is for salvation and the glory that God is getting ready to reveal in our life. As we remain faithful unto God because he is faithful, there is no limit to what God can and will do in our lives. And so I encourage you, as you continue in the things of God, it's only those that continue that shall be saved. As you continue in the Word of God, let's look at Colossians 1. Let's go there. I know we have just a little bit of time. So Colossians, what's my time looking like? Colossians 1.
Go ahead.
Colossians 1, thank you. And we're going to begin reading at verse 12. Verse 12 says in Colossians 1, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are invisible, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and in all things that he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, stay with me, and having made peace through the blood of his cross by him to reconcile all things unto him, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through the death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Verse 23 is what I want you to key in on. If ye continue in the faith, come on, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. So God wants us to continue in the faith, be grounded and settled in the faith. And that's through every trial, through every temptation, through every persecution, through every lemon that we receive. We need to just make us some lemonade and tell the Lord thank you. He said, for these light afflictions, he said, count it all joy. And James, he said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So it is very important that we know our purpose, that we know why we're here. We're only passing through, is that we remain faithful while we're passing through. We have undergone and experienced so many things in these past 2 years, and it's so easy. It's like it's really, it threw the church off as a whole. It threw the church off completely as a whole, but it also helped us to see who really loved God and who really didn't, who was just churching just to be churching, or who was in it for the long haul. And we got to be in it for the long haul, and that's what I'm trying to say on today, the importance of remaining faithful to God, because there is an eternal award that we are working for, that we are living for. This life is temporary, but we're looking for that is not temporary. Come on, those heavenly things. So we're setting our affections on things that are above and not on the things that are on this earth. And we're going to remain faithful even until the end. And in my closing, I'm reminded of a song that was written. The young man, his father said, I'm going away. I need you to hold this light until I come back. And the little boy said, okay, Father, I'm going to hold the light. And when he said, they laughed at me, Father. When his father came back, he said, they laughed at me, but I held the light. He said, it rained on me, but I held the light. And that's the kind of report we got to give to God. Come on. If they talked about me, yeah, I was wrong. I was lied on. I was persecuted. Come on. I was hated for your name's sake. But I held the light. I was faithful. I was faithful unto you, God, through all of my trials and my tribulation. I remained steadfast. I remained loyal to the only King of Kings and the only Lord of Lords. Amen.
Amen. Kingdom, our topic of discussion for this episode of Let's Talk to the Lord is the importance of remaining faithful. Kingdom, let's begin with understanding what faithfulness is. Faithfulness is the highest quality of faithful. As our guest has said, it's fidelity, it's loyalty, it's constancy and devotion. Faithfulness is in essence likened unto a marriage between us and God. It's what God required from the children of Israel. Kingdom, Jesus and the Holy Spirit are the nucleus because the faithfulness requires us to submit our ways to God, which is where the children of Israel failed. Faithful implies unswerving adherence to a person or a thing or to a oath or a promise by which we are tied. Faithfulness is also defined as the quality of being loyal and reliable and dependable. When you refrain from cheating and remain true to your vows and covenant, which was critical for Israel, because if Israel's covenant relationship is with God. So it was critical for Israel because of Israel's covenant relationship with God. Kingdom, some may not understand why things went so horribly wrong after coming out of Egypt. Please understand, when your covenant nucleus is about Jesus and is Jesus' birth or return, God is going to file for a divorce as he did with Israel when you do as some did in the nation of Israel and began to worship with God through out of heaven. Understand, you don't enter into a covenant with God and begin to follow, obey, align yourself, and partner with the enemies and opposers to the God you serve. You don't forsake the worship to a holy God and begin to worship demons and disembodied spirits, because you will arouse the righteous, jealous anger of God. Why? Because you are submitting to what God has cast out. God created hell for Lucifer and Lucifer's followers, so you cannot align yourself with hell or participate in the things that are created by or birthed out from the demonic world and declare yourself to be a child of God. God will not become mixed or intertwined with demons. 1 Corinthians 10 and 21 declares, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have a partner in both the Lord's table and the table of demons. Pagan means demonic activity. To be successful in your relationship with God, you have to love what God loves and hate what God hates.
Yes.
Kingdom, to drink here means to promote the order of God and oneness with God and balance by the Holy Spirit. Understand, Satan hates God and anything pertaining to God. He wants to pervert what God has created. He wants to destroy all that God has created since his fall. Kingdom, there is a difference between faithful and faithfulness. Faithfulness is the state and meaning condition. Condition is the quality and appearance of and the working order of internally. Kingdom, faithful is meaning practicing. It's the practicing member. Faithful is the practicing member. Faithful is the way in which you do something. Are you doing what is asked and required the way God said? Which is what got Saul into trouble, because if God puts a system in place, God expects us to follow that system and God's word. So faithful and faithfulness work together, hand in hand. When we remain faithful to God, he is steadfast and unmovable unto us. And the promises of God begin to manifest in our lives. We receive the goodness and the love of God. The power of God will flow in everything you do. God's favor is tied to his purpose for you. Kingdom God honors our faithfulness. Faithfulness is staying the course and remaining consistent over the long haul. Kingdom, I decree and declare Proverbs 3:3 over you, my son. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Kingdom, remember, faithfulness is being loyal and righteous at the same time. Pastor Christy Davis Nelson, please give the final words on our topic of discussion, the importance of remaining faithful.
Okay, thank you. I like what you said about that relationship. In Psalms 5, it says that his favor compasses us as a shield. He says in his word that he will withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before him. There are rewards and there are benefits as in remaining faithful to a faithful God. We don't serve him for the fish and the loaves, but he will reward them that walk upright before him. He has good things for his children. He said in Joshua, he said that if you will observe to do all that is written therein, that he will make your way prosperous and he will give you what? Good success. And so with that, it is so important to remain faithful in this time that we are living in and not be sidetracked by everything that is going on, but keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith.
Amen. Pastor Christy Davis Nelson, please introduce yourself to the kingdom.
Okay. We are, we can be, our website is www.cldrecords.com. That is recordsispool.com. And you can find a variety of music on our website, also of various artists. We also, our music is available on all of the digital outlets, cdbaby.com, Amazon, iTunes, and so on, Spotify. Any of those, you will be able to download our music. And you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as Pastor Christy Davis Nelson.
And please tell us about your music being featured during this podcast, Things Are Working Out for You and the Blood.
Okay, the Things Are Working Out for You is a song that the Lord gave me maybe 15 years ago in one of the hardest trials of my life, and God began to give me those words to pen. Things, it may look dark, the wait may seem long, it may seem hard, but things are working out for you. And the scripture that says, so hold on, my brother and my sister, keep the faith. God, you know, keep the faith. He may not come when you want him, but he's never late. He's always on time. Things are working out for you. The blood, I received that about 20 years ago, if not more. Yeah. It's just a rendition of the Baptist hymnal. I know it was the blood, just jazzed up a little bit when one of the pastors there at the church that we were in, that at that point, they begin to preach on the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So it was penned from that. Just jazzed up a little bit with a beat, but I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me.
Amen. And Kingdom, the music of Pastor Christy Davis Nelson is in rotation on Let's Talk to the Lord Radio.International. Kingdom, Let's Talk to the Lord can be heard on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Alexa, and YouTube. You can download episodes from Let's Talk to the Lord under Let's Talk to the Lord. We are live every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Time at KingdomInfluencersBroadcast.com and SensationalSoundsRadio.net. We're there every Saturday at 11 a.m. Central Time. Please write to us at Let's Talk to the Lord at Yahoo.com. Please follow us on Twitter at Ross Apostle. Please visit our website, Let's Talk to the Lord Radio.International. Please download our app on your Play Store for your cell phones under Let's Talk to the Lord Radio. You can now ask Alexa to play Let's Talk Radio International and Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show. Let's Talk to the Lord Radio International is your 24-hour station for radio, interviews, news, and Christian music. On Amazon, order our book, Spiritual Guidance Through Alzheimer's Disease, authored with Kimberly V. Porter. My music is available on Amazon and all digital stores. Lord, Give Me Another Chance, featuring Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd. And remember now thy creator under the name of Minister John E. Ross. Kingdom, until next time, may God bless you. May God keep you every day, living your lives at the foot of the cross under an open heaven. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
Hey, everybody. This is Miracle Thomas. You're listening to Urban Movement Radio in Brisbane, Australia. Less talk, more music. The best in neo-soul, R&B, reggae, soulful house, and gospel.
Turning my life around, I wanna praise you for putting my feet on solid ground. I worry night and day, but Lord, you made a way for me, for me. Oh, how I love you, I praise you. I lift my hands in gratitude. You've been there.
I wanna thank you.
Show me that you care. I wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, 'cause you are my everything.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Listen. For making me brand new, I wanna praise you for showing me love and patience too. I worry night and day, the Lord, you made a way for me. Oh, me. Oh, how I love you. I praise you. I lift my head in gratitude.
Too deep, you won't come after me. And no matter how high I fly, there's no height too high your love can reach. In the darkest times, you're the light shining consistently. I fall in love. Oh, fall in love with you. Come on, help me sing it. No matter how far,
no matter how far,
no matter how high I fly,
there's no height too high you love.
In the darkest times, shining,
I fall in love.
Sing, oh.
Oh,
Off the prize, left my name right to my pride when I gave my light to Christ. Sorry, but I don't care what you think.
What?
'Cause God told me I'm a saint.
Facts.
If I'm hearing that you talk down on me, dog, I ain't even gonna blink.
Love.
You a Christian rapper, but you boast in the flesh. Oh, you think Jehovah's impressed? No. Yeah, you a king and a queen, but that's all my God gotta hold you in check.
Ooh.
Oh, you want me to conform?
Man.
Well, dog, don't be holding your breath. 'Cause I got that coat on my jet.
Yeah.
And I got this yoke on my neck.
Ooh, I felt 100 million miles away. Always worrying about what people say. Always stressing about the accolades. Yeah, 'cause for my whole life, dog, I done tried to get their acceptance. I do this music for my God, but I'm still fiending for the mentions. What if I live for their praise? I'ma die right when they reject me. That's when I fall back, turn into my God. I know he gon' catch me.
Keep it 100 for real. Feel like I'm 100 for
real.
It's been a struggle for real. Yeah. Feel like I'm under the wheel. Do these souls for the souls. I do it to sell these clothes. Goes hand in hand, but man oh man, feel like I lost control. Time is of the essence. You live for the acceptance. Then you'll die from their rejection. So I dive in intercession. For my own mind, 'cause I've been restless. Trying to pick a side, 'cause I'm obsessed with all the fans, what I like, send every message. Trying to make a hit song with every session. But why though? I ain't trying to get no fame. I'm trying to lift this name. I'm trying to make this change. I'm gonna state this claim. CHH book came just like the place we came. Same team, why compete when you follow place for the higher seat? No ear has heard, no eye has seen the type of harvest.
For my whole life, dog, I done tried to get their acceptance. I do this music for my God, but I'm still fiending for the mentions. What if I live for their praise? I'ma die right when they reject me. That's when I fall back, turn into my God. I know he gon' catch me.